From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Dante reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County could find itself with another multi-million-dollar surplus in 2022, according to a report issued this week by Comptroller March Gallagher. Gallagher said, and I quote, conservative analysis of previous year's third quarter results indicate that Ulster County could see a 2022 surplus of $25 million, end quote. In her report, Gallagher said the county in the first three quarters of 2022 received $258.2 million, or 73.1% of its budgeted revenues, the same percentage the county received at the same time in 2021. She said the county has to date realized a 9.2% increase in sales tax revenues when compared to 2021 and projected that sales tax revenues in 2022 and could, and I quote, greatly exceed, end quote, the $139 million budgeted for the year. The county executive office has said the county could receive as much as $167 million in sales tax revenue in 2022. Gallagher said the occupancy tax was up during the third quarter as well, 20% over the same time in 2021. The county's 2022 budget projected $143 million in revenues from that tax. The report added that if the comptroller's projections hold true, it would mark the third year in a row the county ended the year with a surplus. The report stated, and I quote, the previous 2 years added $51.5 million combined to the fund balance, and this year may add a considerable amount more, end quote. Also, employment levels in Ulster County continued to increase in 2022, with 1,700 new jobs created as of the end of October. The top job-generating sectors were education and health services and leisure and hospitality. Gallagher did warn that while the county's financial situation has improved, the 2023 budget added 54 new positions to county government, creating ongoing expenses in the future. She urged county officials to limit new additions to the budget in order to protect county taxpayers from future tax increases during what she said is the, and I quote, inevitable downturn in revenues, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union that Albany Medical Center and the Center for Disability Services are receiving federal funds to establish an integrated health system that is said to be the first of its kind in the nation. Both institutions have been serving thousands of people with disabilities for more than 80 years in the Capital Region. The $2 million award announced on January 5th by U.S. Senator Charles E. Schumer is among $22 million in federal aid being distributed for a series of regional projects. The funds are coming from the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that Congress passed just before Christmas and was signed into law by President Joe Biden on December 29th. Schumer said the Integrated Health Services at the Center for Disability Services is intended to have, and I quote, one-stop, end quote, treatment services for those who receive services there. Schumer said, and I quote, it is the first time that people with severe disabilities can get really good health care instead of having to go from one place to another. It is a one-stop shop. It's really the first of its kind in not only the Capital Region, but I think in the country. It'll have tremendous cost savings because you won't have to make four different stops and see four different doctors, end quote. The Center for Disability Services, headquartered on South Manning Boulevard in Albany, runs educational and vocational training programs and also operates about 50 group homes in the region. The center's mission is to empower and promote independence among people with disabilities, allowing them to lead healthier lives. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Legislature re-elected Republican Greg Pulver as its chair during its reorganizational meeting on January 4th. The Pine Plains cattle farmer was re-elected after being nominated by fellow Republican Michael Polasek of LaGrange. As he outlined some of the goals for the new years, Pulver said, and I quote, this means a lot to me, end quote. One of his top priorities is to work on getting tax credits for county volunteer firefighters and first responders. Pulver is a life member of the Pine Plains Fire District. Pulver's re-election was opposed by Democrat Craig Brondley. Barrington Atkins, a Democrat who represents the city of Poughkeepsie, nominated Brondley, who also represents part of the city, to be chairman. Democrat Randy Johnson, a City of Poughkeepsie representative, said, and I quote, "I was unable to attend due to a long-standing vacation. If I was there, I would have cast my vote for Pulver because, despite our political differences, we continue to work toward improving the quality of life in the City of Poughkeepsie, and that is why I'm here," end quote. Pulver said he has no plans to retire from the position. He said, and I quote, "I'm honored to do this. When it becomes no longer fun, I will leave. But right now, I'm still having fun and I enjoy helping people," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.